Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on The Conversation's Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Now, recently, I caught up with the incredible Mecha Elmo. He told me all about his team, the Mecha Builders, and all of the things he gets up to in the pretty big city. I am thrilled right now to welcome to the show Mecha Elmo. Mecha Elmo, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am super duper good, thank you. Now, I'm just thrilled that you are chatting to me at Fun Kids because apparently you've been hanging out with your friends Mecha Cookie and Mecha Abby a lot recently. Tell me, what adventures have you been up to?
The Mecha Builders are all about problem solving. So Mecha Elmo and Mecha Abby and Mecha Cookie, we help lots of people. So one day we might stop a giant asteroid or a runaway train. Sometimes we even save a rocket ship to help it get back on its launch pad. So there's lots of exciting adventures.
This is amazing. How do you stop a rocket ship? That's incredible.
Yeah, well, there's lots of, one of the things that we do, it's called planet test it and solve it. So first, if we have an idea on how to solve something, we'll plan the problem, we'll plan the solution, and then we'll test it out and see if our idea works. And if it does, then we solve the problem.
I mean, that sounds incredible. And of course, it's all about teamwork as well, right? You've got the whole gang with you.
Oh, cooperation is very important. And yeah, we have Mecha Elmo has Mecha Abby and Mecha Cookie all the time to help. And they have different gadgets and different things they could do.
Now, yeah, because you have your own special gadgets as well, right? What do you have that you bring to the team?
Well, Mecha Elmo has a tool arm. So there's lots of tools in his arm. So they're like gadgets, like an umbrella or a laser or a drill. Oh, and Mecha Elmo can also roll around because he's got built-in roller skates. So Mecha Elmo can go really, really fast.
I heard about these roller skates, Elmo. Tell me, how fast are we talking, Mecha Elmo? Could you outrace a cheetah?
Oh, yeah, it's no contest. Absolutely.
So you're saying if I put you in a race with anything else on planet Earth, and particularly in pretty big city, you would win, right?
Well, Elmo doesn't want to brag, but probably.
Probably. I like it. You're hedging your bets there, Mecha Elmo. I appreciate it.
Hi.
And of course, you've got Mecha Cookie as well. Can you tell us a bit about Mecha Cookie's brilliant skills?
Yeah, well, Mecha Cookie has a hammer here.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on The Conversation's Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
And so he can smash things that are really big, and he has this cool thing called googly vision, so he can see all the way to outer space. It's amazing.
What kind of things does he see?
Oh, mostly cookies.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I think I'd be disappointed if you said anything else, to be honest. So tell me, pretty big city sounds like an amazing place to be. What is your favorite thing about it?
Really great people in pretty big city. Sometimes they need our help, and we're always happy to help them. There's always something cool going on, like a movie night or ice cream trucks. There's always fun stuff happening there.
Oh my goodness, I love the sound of pretty big city. Do you think, Mecha Elmo, that you would accept me to live there? Do you reckon I'd be allowed in?
Everybody's welcome in pretty big city. You should come by.
Oh my goodness, I might actually take you up on that offer, Mecha Elmo. Now, I've also heard that one of your amazing skills is you can cheer everybody up. And I thought of myself, I thought, you know what? Monday morning is the most difficult, boring, tricky day of the week to get yourself motivated and ready to go for. So what would you do to cheer us up on a Monday morning? What do you do in the show that helps everybody feel happier?
If you're having a rough morning, sometimes it's good to start with a good, healthy breakfast and, you know, maybe stretch a little bit when you wake up, make sure your body's feeling good. But you know what? You know Oscar the Grouch? You know him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Monday morning is his favorite time of all. So for some people, it's great. And for others, they don't like it too much, and that's okay.
I love that. I had no idea, but of course it makes sense because everybody else is grouchy, so they can join him in it, I suppose, right?
Exactly. You got it, Bex.
Oh, you make me feel so great. But brilliant stuff. Well, all of your adventures in Pretty Big City are sounding incredible. And if there was one thing for us to look out for in Pretty Big City, what do you think that we should look out for? Is it your special skills? Is it your friends, Abby and Cookie? What is your favorite thing in Pretty Big City?
You love that. You know, Emma really likes to learn about lots of different things about science. You know, because we learn about science and technology and math and engineering. So there's lots of cool things to learn in Pretty Big City.
I love it. Thank you so much, Mecca Elmo, for telling us all about your adventures. And we are thrilled about them as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Bex, and have a wonderful day.
That was Mecca Elmo. Oh, my goodness. I mean, a dream come true talking to Elmo, let's face it. I love talking to him all about Mecca Builders and all of the science adventures that happen there as well. And it was amazing because, well, let's face it, not every day you get to speak to actual Elmo, is it? Right? It was awesome. Now, if you love this podcast, remember to listen to the Fun Kids Science Weekly for some weekly news on the world of science, and maybe a few builders will pop up there as well.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.